From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term.
The decision I'm making today ensures that my successor has a solid foundation for continued progress in Afghanistan, as well as the flexibility to address the threat of terrorism as it evolves.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcot has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary. In an official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers. Chilcot said fears of WMD were overblown.
We have also concluded that the judgments about the severity of the threat posed by Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, WMD, were presented with a certainty that was not justified.
Chilcot blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion. European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to enter Europe. Under the plans, national authorities will continue to manage the borders on a day-to-day basis, but if EU borders come under pressure, local officials can request help from the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. EU countries will establish a pool of 1,500 officers and technical equipment that the agency could rapidly deploy. This is VOA News.